Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lami ngithathele lithuba ngibonga uJonga Kandemiri obesipha indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Lingalitshona njani izilukandaba olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngensonto mhlazi ku-2 Nhlangula 2024 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, impumela yokhetho lwakwele South Africa ize yethulwa lamuhla yinhlanganiso yokhetho e-Independent Electoral Commission itshengisa ukuba kuvote abantu abedlula kancane ingxenye yabalelungelo lokuvota abangu 58% kuphela.
Singayibona iqualizini isiba khona phakathi kwa-ANC nomkhonto wesizwe. Ibuke kungathi ngacishe ibe lula leyo ngoba laba bantu kade bengabantwana bomuntu.
Sokuqhamuke inkulumo phezu kwenhambo zikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esezizinengi kakhulu ngesikhathi esifitshane.
Kusuka kube lensolo kumbukunakanele ukuthi imali leyo ibingasetshenziswa ngezinye indlela. Ngihambo kaziweni lutshwane kuze ukuthi imali yokwezinto ze-development ibe khona.
Kwezamasiko sixoxa ngokuthakazelelwa kokufikisa iminyaka elikhulu lamatshumi amathathu okwedolobho lakoBulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Impumela yokhetho lwale South Africa ize yethulwa lamhlanje yinhlanganiso yezokhetho e-Independent Electoral Commission etshengisa ukuba kuvote abantu abedlula kancane ingxenye yabalelungelo lokuvota abangu 58% kuphela. Umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso ye-IEC, uMnumzana Mosotho Moepea, esethula impumela yokugcina lamhlanje ntambama, uthe phakathi kwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota bedlula izigidi ezingamachumi amabili lasikhombisa 27 million, kuvote abayizigidi ezilichumi lasithupha 16 million kuphela. Ekhuluma embuthanweni munye lamhla, uMongameli Cyril Ramaphosa ubonge uZulu walelo lizwe ngokuvota ngokuthula esithi kumele abanqotshiweyo bemukele impumela. Ukhokhela ibandla lemkhonto wesizwe uMnumzana Jacob Zuma yena othi abayemukeli impumela yalolu khetho njalo bazayiphikisa emthethwandaba uvinjiwe ukungena ngesikhathi kusethulwa impumela le. Impumela itshengise ukuba ibandla elibusayele ANC kalisozele nelise ukubumba uhulumende lingabambisananga lelinye lamabandla. Umbuzo ngothi lizabambisana laliphi ibandla wona amabandla la engaboni ngaso linye. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ocubungula izombusazwe uMnumzana Zenzo Nkomo.
I-option ziningi, ikhona i-option ye-ANC ne-DA. Leyo option inkinga ekhona ukuthi kukhona umahluko omkhulu kakhulu i-ANC ne-DA kumanifesto zabo nakwinqubo mgomo yawo ama-policies. Kakhulukazi inhlukane ekhona enkulu kuku-foreign policy. I-ANC ibheke ubudlelwano obuqinile namazwe asempumalanga, that is i-Russia ne-China. I-DA ibheke intshonalanga ne-Europe. Kuphinde futhi siyabona kumahluko omkhulu obahlukanisa kakhulu yimpi leqhubekayo e-Hamas ne-Israel. I-ANC ingaku-Hamas, i-DA ingaku-Israel. Sithi mhlawumbe bengayekela lokho kwangaphandle bethi ake sibheke okungaphakathi elizweni, sifake ilizwe lethu kuqala. Ngoba i-ANC manje siyibona ungathi izozama ukuqinisa ukuthi inikeze abantu abamnyama izinto abakhala ngazo abathi iANC ayibenzeli zona ezingabe yizo futhi imbangela yokuthi bayiphanishi iANC. Kodwa iDA kudala ikhala ngokusiza kwabantu abamnyama okungathiwa yi-Black Economic Empowerment. Lokho nje nakho kuyabahlukanisa. Kube nezinto ke zenkohlakalo, corruption, kube nezinto ze-job creation, noma bezikhuluma kodwa indlela zokuthi zizokwenzeka njani zisuke zingafani. Okwesibili, singayibona i-coalition isiba khona phakathi kwa-ANC nomkhonto wesizwe. Ibuke kungathi ngacishe ibe lula leyo. Ngoba laba bantu kade bengabantwana bomuntu, izinto zikhona ezibahlukanisile kodwa bengahlala phansi bazixoxe. Eyesithathu ke enye indlela engaba khona ngengafaka iEFF neANC bese kubhekwa ke elinye iqembu kwamancane uma ngabe kuyukuthi umkhonto wesizwe neDA kwehlulile.
Ibandla leEFF alenzanga kuhle. Kungakuyini imbangela?
Iqembu leEFF alenzanga kuhle. Iqiniswe lonke kodwa labo abe-EFF uma beyibuka lento bayisa kuyo umkhonto. Ukulahlekela kwe-EFF kufanene nokulahlekela kwe-ANC. Abalandeli abaningi abe-EFF baye bagunquka baya kumkhonto wesizwe.
Manje nxa sikhangela udaba lwebandlululo esingathi yi-xenophobia ludlale indima bani kukhetho lolo?
Udaba lobandlululo lwe-xenophobia eqinisweni babuGandhi uma ukubukisisa kahle alulandimo luyidlalileyo ngoba kunamaqembu la akade ekhankasa ekhuluma kakhulu kabanzi ngokuthi abafuna abantu bangaphandle. Amaqembu lawo amabili i-Patriotic Alliance ne-Action SA. I-Action SA ayizuzanga lutho. Ngabe kuyukuthi bebeyivotela ngoba ithi abantu bangaphandle ayibafuni, ngabe sibona ungathi ngelinye lamaqembu amancane azuze kakhulu. I-Patriotic Alliance izuzile kodwa hayi ngoba ibithi ayifuni abantu bangaphandle. Izuze ngoba i-voti labantu abangamakhaladi ubuningi babo baye bayavotela i-Patriotic Alliance. Esingathi thina nje kungabe kube yivoti yobuhlanga, i-tribal vote ngamanye amagama.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Zenzo Nkomo ocubungula izombusazo obekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg kwele South Africa. Sokuqhamuke inkulumo phezu kwehambo zikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esezizinenge kakhulu ngasikhathi esifitshane. UMnangagwa wabekelwe eKenya ngeviki edluleyo wasuka walubhekisa kwele South Korea lapho azasuka aye kwele Russia. Sixoxe locubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Methuseli Moyo njalo ofundisa ezokuqutshwa kwembiko ekolijini leNUST sambuza ukuthi ubona njani okwenzakalayo.
Into enanzelelekayo ukuthi amazwe awavakatshelayo aqanjwayo o-North Korea, o-Russia, amazwe avele elobudlelwane le-ZANU-PF. Ngamazwe njalo i-Russia isempini, i-North Korea ihlala nje kunjalo kungathiwa kufuthelweni. Ngamazwe futhi alendlela ethize yokubusa abantu wananzelela umbuso we-ZANU-PF ungathi ugxile kunkolo kumbe kundlela okubuswa ngayo kulawo mazwe. So nxa umongameli esiyakhona ngale zongaba lokunakaneli ukuthi kukhona okuyakhulunywa kakhulu endaweni zabo-defense ezezikhali, kube khona njalo le ndaba zepolitiki, kube khona njalo ukuthi iRussia ngayinanzelela isikhuthala kakhulu kwenza ubungane lamazwe e-Africa, ifisa ukuncedisa ngainto ze-mining yama-fertilizer ezokulima, idinga ubungane ukuthi ihuge amazwe asuke ku-America abuye kiyo. So ikucabangela ukuthi nxa umongameli kuhamba kwakhe inhloso zakhe zigoqela khonokho.
Lona ilizwe siyabona ukubana liphakathi kobunzima bokusilela kwemali, lokho akwenzayo umongameli ukuthi ahambe ubona kungaphathisa yini ilizwe ikakhulu kwezomnotho?
Ilizwe liphakathi kokuswela imali wananzelela inhlelo eziningi azihambi ngendlela efishwa ngabantu ngenxa yokuthi imali uthi iyasilela. Yikho ke nxa umongameli esebonakala ehamba hamba amazwe amaningi. Njalo nxa ihamba siyakwazi ukuthi ihambe yedwa isikhathi esinekuvama ukuthi uhanjwe. Abantu bebanengi labanye nje kuyabe kungacaci ukuthi kanti bebahamba besiyakwenzani. So ke kusuka kube lesholo kumbe ukunakanela ukuthi imali leyi ibingasetshenziswa ngezinye indlela. Ihambo kaziwe lutshwane ukuze ukuthi imali yokwenza into ze-development ibe khona ibe nenye. Kodwa ke isikhathi esiningi nxa utsho njalo bayaphendula bona be-ofisi yakhe bethi upresident kumele angene lapha nalapha edinga i-investment, edinga ubungane, esakha ubudlelwane beZimbabwe namanye amazwe. Sithemba ke siza kubona khonokho okusenzakala ukuthi kuzasinceda ngaphi. Kodwa isikhathi esiningi suka silinde izithembiso zokuthi kuthiwe kuzabanje kube nje singakuboni, singaluboni untshintsho. Abantu sebegcina bebona into ayikudlaliswa kwemali nje.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Methusele Moyo ocubungula izombusazwe njalo efundisa ezokuqutshwa kwembiko ekolijini leNUST obekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Okwamanje sengidedela emuva ngelitshiya ezandleni zika Dabuka Ncube.
Siyalamukela kusigaba sabatsha. Igama lami nguDabuka Ncube. Namhla sixoxa lo dokotela Mlungisi Mhlophe owasungula inhlanganiso ye-Youth Ablaze Global ephathisa abatsha abavela amaphandleni ibaletha eMelika ukuthi bafunde okuchiyeneyo.
Sifuna ukuthi mabebuyele abantwana babuyele bephethe. You know, bengaphathanga ukuthi ayi sithatha amapikitsha sambe sabona. Sifuna bephethe i future, bephethe impilo yokuthi mina iphupho lami lizofezeka. Ukuthi nje ngisukile ekhaya ngangena endizeni, ngisuka esigodini, ngisuka loba kuyiphi indawo ngazobala, ngangena kuma university, ngangena ema college, ngahlala nama professors ama teacher abaceceshile kakhulu. Nafunda izinto. Mayibuyela umntwana ahambe phethe into ebambekayo ngempilo yakhe yakusasa. Lephupho lakhe ukuthi liyafezeka ukuthi ngempela impilo nje ayipheleli nje khona lapha ku kule kusasa elihle ngabo. Sakha ikusasa elihle labantwana bethu ukuthi baphile impilo engcono ukudlula thina indlela esaphila ngayo. Kunendlela eziningi ezokuthi sikhuphule izinga labantwana bethu.
Yiziphi ezinye zezinto elifuna ukuthi bazenze ngesikhathi belapha eMelika ezizawaphathisa ukuthi nxa bebuyela ekhaya bebambile lokho elifuna ukuthi bakubambe?
Okunye abazokwenza bazongena mabengena kuma university bazotshelwa ukuthi kula ma-program athile. Mhlawumbe umntwana azafuna ukuthi hey ngcono lami ngizama ukuthi ngifake lapha mhlawumbe i-application yokuthi lami lephupho lami ukuthi you know ngiqhubekele phambili ngezifundo zami. Sifuna ukuthi abantwana baqhubeke ngezifundo zabo. Uma besuka la uyabe sekwazi ukuthi kufanele yenzeni ngesifundo ngezifundo ukuthi mangisuka la ngempela ngizakwenzani empilweni, ngizoba yini empilweni. Kucace nje ukuthi indlela yakhe ikhanye ile sivane esithe savela wabona ukuthi uyangaphi umntwana. Abaminyaka ophelile babephuma kwesinye isikolo lalapha lonyaka inala umnyaka ozayo uzabe kungabanye. So sizama ukuthi lento ikhule iqhubekele phambili sazi ukuthi sincedisana abantwana bethu kungelankinga ukuthi uphuma kusiphi isikolo kodwa izaqhubekela phambili njengoba namhlanje inala kusasa ungabe kungumntana wakho ophuma loba yisiphi isikolo. Lo umntwana usengaphi kumbe usecholocho, usegwanda, usesigodini, loba ukuphi? Sile ndlela yokuthi umuntu asifinyelele sisize isizwe sethu labantwana bethu ukuze impilo zabo ziphile zibe nhle kusasa.
ukuthi gaba sabatha namhlabe sixoxa lo dokotela Mlungisi Mhlophe owasungula inhlanganiso ye Youth Ablaze Global asihlanganeni ngesikhathi esifana ngeviki ezayo olivalelisayo uDabo Kancube.
Le balaleli Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America ese Washington.
Sigcina masiko
kwethu.
Owenze
usenziwe manje.
Sigcina masiko
kwethu.
Yey, kwezwa masiko lokuphela kwabantu nsuku zonke. Lamhla sixoxa njalo nomnumzana uMsongwenya, ingcwadi kwezamasiko esintu. Siyakwamukela ukuhlelo kwaMngwenya. Kunjani khona ngapho lapho khona?
Ngiyabingelela babuduke kubalaleli nabakwasakazi bethu. Hayi lapho sikhona ongathi liyakhiza namhlanje.
Yes, boneleke ubulawa lapho ke echaya 130 years yokusungulwa ukuthi sokulidolobho. Kambe wena ukubona kanjani konoko njengoba abanye besithi hayi phela kwahluthunwa idolobho lamakhosi lapha isigodlo samakhosi. Ye phosela kukhona phokwe.
Bawuduke khona singasho sithi kuyasikhumbuza ukuthi idolobho lelana lakhiwa liphucwa okhokho bethu. Kodwa bese kuphinde futhi kusikhumbuza ukuthi abaliphucayo bebelakhe kahle kakhulu yonke into ihamba kahle noma nje kukhona lapha abazali bethu lathi esasingeneme khona kodwa sinazelela ukuthi okwamanje sokuthanda izinto sezingani sezithanda ukuba ngeyindlela lapha esesibona sesizithola sesilwa namagama athi impela khona bekungcono usaphethe isitha
kodwa ke nxa sesikhangela kathesi kwini obonanzana kulisiko osokuloko kusele kubulawayo siyabona ukuthi sokungani sokusiba maninephinephu nje akusakhanyi lokuthi kuya ngaphi kambe kuyagcinwa zamasiko khonapho ke kubulawayo ngokubona kwakho kumbe vele into sezisabalele
silovalo bawudube ngoba zimbalwa izinto ezisekhona laphana eziyizo ezisagcine ubuyithi bethu zakhumbula ukuthi kunegceke laphana elibizwa kuthiwa igceke lencwala besingajabula ukuthi mhlambe kwakhiwe into ethile khona laphana engicabanga ukuthi okwamanje bekungakangeni lutho olu-10 mhlawumbe lingagcinwa kugcine kwakhiwe into ezoba isikhumbuzo okunye besicela ukuthi emagameni emigwaqo laphana njengoba kwenzeke emalokishini kube nendlela yokuthi kuyanikezwa amagama emigwaqo namagama ezinduna namakhosi lamaqhawe nje akithi asendulo okuyikho kuzokwenza ukuthi kulondoloze ukuyithebethi kuthi nomntwana nxa ebuza ukuthi kanti leli gama elithi lobhengula ngubani ulobhengula elithi mzilikazi ngubani umzilikazi elithi magwegwe ngubani umagwegwe bakwazi ukuthi yona yodwa le nkulumo ibe ngumlando ongasoze ukhohlakale.
Ye ukuthi kambe kungavunywa yini konokho nguhulumende phela siyabona ukuthi uhulumende ngosezibambile emadolobheni lapha. Uhulumende akavuma ethi hayi kuguqulanini izani lokhu nalokhu kufaka amabizo azakalayo kungaba njalo babangwe
babudube umbuzo onjalo uthanda ukuba nzima kakhulu sinokubona endaweni eziningi uhulumende la ezifakela wakhe amagama kodwa besicela ukuthi noma bengakwenza lokho kodwa bengalinge bezama ukwesula umlando wesizwe sakithi ikakhulu kwabulawayo njengoba uyalizwa nje idolobha lakwabulawayo kuthiwa idolobha lamakhosi. Idolobha lamakhosi okusho khona ukuthi ubulawayo onayo wodwa nje uyisikhumbuzo esikhulu ukuthi sivelaphi sisizwe senkosi umzilikazi sisizwe sabakuthwabazi.
Ye loko baba umbuso ngwenya incwadi kwezamasiko esintu silethoba lokuthi siyahlangana singawaphilileyo ngeviki ezayo olivalisa ngenjabulo ngumtembo sithembayo uGibbs Dube lilale
hiwolomzila
salulandela.
Siyabonga Gibbs Dube okwamanje sengelitshiye ezandleni zikantungameli Nkomo.
Siyahlangana kuhlelo vuselela umoya igama ngontungameli Nkomo. Umtshumayeli wethu namuhla ngumnumzana Busani Sibanda.
Sibonge ithuba babuNkomo
labalaleli. Namhlanje ngizathanda ukusibheke mawungumntwana uyingane ebazalini. Kumele ube ingane njani? Kumele ube ngumntwana onjani? Ungaze ube mdala kangakanani kumzali wakho uyohlala ungumntwana. Uyohlala uzithoba njalo. Unjenjena namhlanje ulethwe ngumama emhlabeni through isibeletho sakhe. Wakuncelisa ebeleni lakho guluhlupha. Ungulumuntu onguye namhlanje because of umzali wakho. Umbonga ngani umzali wakho? Ukubonisa ukuthi umntanami loba ekuphi uyangikhumbula, kuyamthokozisa umzali lokho. Ufila njani ungumntwana usebenza kodwa umzali wakho ecela ithukela next door? Ufila njani kunje kubi indlala ibhahile, umzali wakho ubhizi ucela kodwa wena usemazweni, wena ukuphi? Umzali wakho uhambe ecela impuphu ebantwini, wena ukhona uphila? Umbiza njani umdali enkonzweni esontweni uthi ngiyathandaza mbiza uNkulunkulu kodwa ngapho uqalekiswa ngumzali wakho? Ngapho ulandelwa zinyembezi zomzali wakho? Kuphi ukubusiseka kwakho? Kuphi ukukhonza kwakho? Isibusiso sokuqala ngisibuye emzalini. Izishumi zokuqala yikukhumbula umzali. Ngeke uthi ensontweni uyakhipha izishumi kodwa umzali wakho ehamba ngamathensi abhokokile, umzali wakho engakaze ayiphuze ithukela yakho, umzali wakho eswele kuqalekisa yena kufundise nzima, mhlawumbe ubehambe ebiyintango zabantu, ngapho umzali wakho uyakuqale ngapha uthi uyathandaza. Nceku zikaThixo, isibusiso asike sidlula esibuya kumzali wakho sokuqala. Umzali wakho is a co-creator, uwaphiwa amandla umdali, umdali wakho konke, but umzali is a co-creator. Unjenjena nje uyimbewu yomzali wakho, uyilokho yikho khona umzali wakho. Uthini uNkulunkulu othi uyamkhonza kubazali bakho? Wenzani kubazali bakho? Lapho khona ngabazali bakho bayakubusisana o bayakuqalekisa? Loba abazali bakho bengasekho emhlabeni abakho ngokwenyama but ngokomoya bayaphila, bakhela amathuna abo ukubonisa inhlonipho kubo. Ungababizi abazali bakho madimoni ngoba ubuya kubo uyimbewu yabo. Nceku zikaThixo, kubi emhlabeni abantwana bafulathele umhlaba ungenyinto, kodwa ngithi mina awukwazi ukuthi ukhonze umdali umzali wakho ngaphe kuqalekisa. Awukwazi ukuthi ubusisekile ubusiswe kumdali ngaphe umzali wakho kuqalekisa. Awukwazi ukuthi wena ulomuzi nje umuzi wami kunje kodwa ngapha ukukhulumisana nomzali wakho okulethe emhlabeni, akukho lapho yakhona. Asihlonipheni, sazini abazali bethu abasilethe emhlabeni, basifundisile basikhulisile ukuthi nathi sibakhumbule. Ngeke ukuthi uyobusiseka ukhohlwe ngomzali wakho. Umdali wakho oqala ngumzali wakho okulethe emhlabeni, nguyena umdali wakho oqala ngoba nguye okudalile, nguye okulethe emhlabeni, nguye okwenze waba khona waba ngulumuntu onguye. Sibonge ihlo engunaphakathi sithume esikhulu mdali onophethe konke, uNkulunkulu wokhokho bethu. Babebusisekile okhokho ngoba babesazi lapha babuya khona, bebekhulisa isibongo sabo ngokwenza okuhle. That's why izwe lomoya kade lijabulile ngabo. That's why kade belima bevuna. That's why imuli zabo bezingasweli ngoba babesazi lapha babuya khona. Namhlanje sibona abantwana abafulathela ikhaya, umntwana ahambi nje abengenyinto. That's why abantwana banamhlanje sibusiso singekho. Sicela upha amandla laba bayayizwa le voice bakwazi ukukhumbula emuva. Impumelelo yokuqala emntwaneni yikwazi umzali wakhe. Umntwana impumelelo yokuqala yikuthi noma engashada umakoti ephu akwazi ukushiya ebusisa ikhaya lakibo ngokuchiye yakhile. Lobe siyakwakho umuzi wakhe achiye yakhile, achenze something ekhaya kubonisa ukuthi baba lo mama ngiyabonga. Ngiyakhuleka Zulu, thinta inhliziyo zabantwana banamhlanje. Sikhuleka sibonga sithi Zulu.
Lolo bekuluhlelo fuselela umoya. Silomchumayeli umnumzana uBusani Sibanda. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Yimi uNtungameli Nkomo.
Hayi, siyabonga jahale zansi uNtungameli Nkomo. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje sixoxa lomdlali wenguqu oke waba lodumo olukhulu edlalela iHighlanders leqembu lesizwe elama Warriors uAlexander Maseko. Wayesazakala ngelokuthi cool ruler. ungumanje usehlala eSouth Africa lapho kade edlalela iqembu leMamelodi Sundowns engakathathi umhlala phansi. Uxoxa lentathele izindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Chisas Banda osiphathela lendaba zezemidlalo kuliviki.
UAlexander Maseko uzalelwe eLuveve obulawa akhulela khona. Wafunda esikolo seMafakela Primary School.
Usuka eprimary Mafakela ngasensiyaphi. Mbokuma High School. Mbokuma High School still bengumgoalkeeper. Uyazi nje uma ukuthi ngiyakhula ningazi ukuthi khona ama-genes amayini. Kule sport esasikhona ngoba baba wayevele edlala ibhola. So ngimugoalkeeper kanjalo so okufika nje isikhathi sabo sewinter lesi. I remember Timothy Ayla from Jawanda or Amani Mkumbuzi Sempopo Masongi Sapunda Kona.
Maseko wathi eqeda isikole Mpoma High School wathola umsebenzi.
Joina i company okuthiwa DRG Vikings. DRG Vikings ibili team leyo bengiyidlalela. So hayi ngasebenza khonale ngidlalela DRG Vikings. I know, I think it's 82 where ngiyalinda sipi senzana ibi EM10 ucoach EM Bobby Kiyaka. Alright, so why Bobby why suka nje ehamba siyabona ama lower divisions and then one sport.
Esedlala iHighlanders uCool Ruler ibhoso yanqoba yathanyela inkezo zonke njalo labalandeli bamahlolanyama bebehlala bejabulile.
So we almost all the cups thina ibhola lethu it was more competitive. So my supporters, I don't remember any of the supporters ababe buya bejikele izinto egroundini even isidliwe kwakungekho lokho because it was competitive. Uyabona sasisiya NBA sidlala nama team are very good and those teams which are very good, you understand, they were tough and my supporters would never come back and say hey this is citizens in. Every time they would accept us the way we'd perform, ngani ngigame yona then sebesidlala.
Maseko wasuka kuBhoso kwesikhatshana siyadlala iDaring T. Sebembiza ngokuthi nguCool Ruler. Kwakutheni Zanda?
Umuntu wangiphi igama lena leli sadlala ibhola esithi Cool Ruler. I think ungathi wayesazi ukuthi ngumuntu onjani. Hayi into zokupha vani isidali. 1989 where engasungathola umsebenzi eHarare. Suwa since ya joina ini Italian team. So lapha bangazi ukuthi ngasuka yeSailanders for only 1 year. Ngihamba ngadlala Italian team. 1990 ngabuyela. Remember ngo 1990 sasizwina futhi league.
Kudlale umdlalo wenguqu okwesikhathi eside eZimbabwe leSouth Africa. Pho kungani ngafuna ukuphatha inhlanganiso yezenguqu eZifa.
IZimbabwe inda kungabuyi ekhameni yeassist ngapha into zeZifa lokho nalokho. Uma ukuthi bafuna ungcedo kumbe bakufuna ukuthi izinto zibe right. I prefer ukuthi bengifonele behlale lapha sithi hayi kule nto enje so sifuna sihlale nawe phansi sibone ukuthi ungasinceda na. So not ukuthi angifuni ukwenza into. I love football. So umuntu othi ngifuna ukuphuma emaphepheni, so umuntu ophaphayo mina, I'm just a down to earth person.
UAlexander Maseko uhlala le muli yakhe South Africa. Kusenjalo iqembu lesizwe lamaWarriors lise South Africa lizilolonga lilungiselela imidlalo yomhlaba ye World Cup lapho lizonqilana nale lesotho lesihlanu ozayo libuye lidibane labafana bafana be South Africa ngemva kwensuku ezine lidlale le lesotho khona ngale e South Africa. Iqembu lamaWarriors lidlalela imidlalo yalo kwele South Africa ngoba iZimbabwe ayilankundla ezivunyelwa inhlangano yezinguqu emhlabeni wonke jikelele ye FIFA ngoba kuthiwa inkundla zigugudekile eZimbabwe. Ngimele Studio 7 igama namu Jesus Banda.
Siyabonga Ezra Chisas Manda ngokusiphake udaba luka Cool Ruler. Isikhathi iso singasavumi ukuba siqhubeke sisonke kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye izenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela. Impumela yokhetho lwakhe le South Africa ize yethulwa lamhlanje inhlanganiso yezokhetho iIndependent Electoral Commission itshengisa ukuba kuvothe abantu abedlula kancane ingxenye yababele lungelo lokuvota kwaba ngabangu 58% abavotileyo. sokuqhamuke inkulumo phezu kwenhambo zikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa eseziziningi kakhulu ngesikhathi esifitshane. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo igama nguChris Gande ngesithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa. Lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.